What's going on, wrestling fans? Welcome into another edition of Near Falls with D-Hall, a wrestling podcast. Today, it is my favorite episode of the year. My favorite project, the Whipio preseason preview. So pumped up to release this to you guys. Just right off the bat, we're doing it a little bit different than we did last year. Last year, I had them all together on one. It was like 3 hours long. It was a lot. This year, I'm changing it up. Each single team is going to have their own little video, their own little episode of the pod. So you won't have to sift through all the other stuff. Super excited for that. We talked to all these different coaches, man. I had 30 guys come on from across AA and AAA, which shattered my goals for this year, which is awesome. So yeah, man, just super excited to release this to you guys. It was a lot of fun. These coaches were open and honest. They had great insight, and for me, man, just to sit down and listen to these guys talk about what they're wrestling, there's not much better in my world. So without further ado, here is the Whipio preseason preview. Thank you guys, love Jens, as always, brought to you by Switch Custom Apparel.
Welcome to the Near Falls Whipio Show, where D-Hall and Kaz are gonna tell you all the things you wanna know. Whether it's Trinity or Spencer Lee or Mr. Kurt Angle, just ask Vinny D, Whipio, Ken and Mac for sure. They got the interviews to serve your soul.
Okay, joining me next on the call, we have head coach of Burrell High School, Coach Josh Shields. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. Good to see you.
Oh, super pumped up to have you on. One of my favorites, multiple time guest on the show, Josh Shields. Super pumped up. First things first, right off the bat, I gotta know, college wrestling's going crazy. I saw a few of your guys out there rolling around. How's the alumni, man? Who's wrestling in college and who's doing good things off the mat that's come through your program as well?
Yeah, so we got right now four guys active, two guys wrestling Division II, Nico Farah, Ricky Ferosi, which is actually at Simon Fraser, which is my fun fact. It's the only NCAA school in Canada. So he's up wrestling there. So to keep it up with him, like I said, Nico's still looks like he's in starting as of right now. So he's been getting some matches. And then we got two guys wrestling Division I, AJ Crowder and Ian Oswald. Ian starting 141. Like I said, he's made it to the quarterfinals of the Clarion Open. AJ's coming back from a shoulder surgery, so he's hoping to get on the mat in January. Yeah, it's great to keep up with those guys. College season comes first. So kind of get you excited to get your side for their own varsity season.
Yeah, no doubt. Man, it definitely greases the wheels.
Yeah, that's a good question too about off the mat. You know, I've been coaching now, it's going on my 10th year. And nothing like excites me more than when I get like a reference. I got some of the guys calling me, recently, two of the guys, Colton Moorhead and Mikey Shear, were looking state police, local police. So it's cool to get, those type of calls. And like I said, there's many more of those guys, but yeah, that makes me proud as a coach, that they put me down as a reference and, I can help them out because, as we always tell our guys in Burrell, we're a family. Just because you graduate doesn't mean you're not a Burrell wrestler. You're a Burrell wrestler for life. So it's good those guys reach out and we're willing to help them out because, like I said, a lot of them paid a lot of blood, sweat, and tears for this program for it to be successful. So love paying it back.
Oh, man, that's good stuff, man. That makes my heart feel good indeed. Okay. Let's get back into the squad off-season program. Obviously, I've seen you've been rolling around at Mat Factory. That's obviously one of the mainstays for you guys. But besides that, how is the off-season program going for you guys?
Yeah, it's been going. Like I said, we pretty much have a steady lifting program throughout the summer, 3 days a week. Start that in May. For supplement, 2 to 3 wrestling workouts, in the week, whether at our high school, at the Mat Factory. But yeah, pretty much once October hits, we really kick it up a gear and, we're in the room 4 days a week. Right now it's a focus on conditioning with some wrestling. But yeah, guys are going good. Numbers have been really good. We have a really large incoming freshman class. I think there was 15 kids, eighth graders on the junior high last year. So definitely have some big numbers. Looks like it could be my biggest team that I've ever had, coming around like 24 kids. So love to see that. You know, having multiple kids as a weight class is a great problem to have.
Yeah, man, that's good stuff. I mean, for you guys to have 25 kids at a double A school, that's kind of unheard of, man. That's awesome stuff. And then, you know, I feel like that's part of your guys, or what you guys preach, how you guys breed, you know, just successful people, wrestlers, everything. Okay, next thing I have on the dock, as you guys have gone through the off-season program, has any leader stepped up in your room?
Yeah, I think a lot of the really guys have been a leader since the beginning of last year. You know, he's a junior, but Isaac Lisinski is really putting in the time. He doesn't play any fall sports, so he's really committed to wrestling. Like I said, he's always leading in the weight room, doing all the extra workouts. He's a guy I never really have to check in on, because, you know, I know he's putting on the time. You know, we took the trip down to Super 32 this year. Like I said, he won some matches there. So it's great to see. Like I said, he's really been a leader throughout the summer. You got some guys, now football's over. Cooper Hornack's obviously, you know, the leader, of the captain of the team. But like I said, he loves football, enjoys playing football. So he really uses the fall to enjoy that. But, you know, their season ended. So he's been back, and just getting him sort of up to speed.
Yeah. Talk about Cooper real quick. One more second. Obviously, he made his college commitment. You know, is that something, as you have these kids, you know, they commit to major Division I programs. How do you guide them to make the, you know, that decision? Because obviously it's a very big one.
Yeah. You know, each person's different. You know, what one person enjoys is not what someone else enjoys. So just trying to talk to the kid and figure out, you know, what are they looking for, in the next level? You know, Cooper's a kid, similar to Ian Oswald, AJ, you know, I think those guys kind of really guided him from early on. You know, he was a freshman during their senior year. But, you know, Cooper's getting great grades, you know, right away. So you see him on the kid's top of his class, you know, 4.2 GPA. You know the skills he has on the wrestling mat. So, you know, we always tell these kids that wrestling could give you opportunities that you might not ever have. You know what I mean? If you're a 4.2 student, that doesn't mean anything to an Ivy League. There's hundreds and thousands of those across the United States. But Cooper, like I said, obviously has a gift of wrestling. So like I said, really gives him an opportunity. And that's really what he's kind of focused on from the beginning, is looking at the Ivies. And like I said, he really enjoyed New York City, which, you know, we're from a small town. It's not for everyone. But, yeah, I think that environment would be good for him. But that was a big question about that decision, is you know, like, can you handle New York City? It's not Lower Borough, right?
definitely, but yeah, a little bit different world.
Yeah, he's excited for it. So, yeah, I think that new environment, I think that's a good thing, too. You know, going there, kind of starting from scratch, you know, kind of paving your own path, which I think can help. You know, some guys, when they go into situations which they're comfortable, they just remain comfortable, right? They don't really push to that next, they don't thrive to do better, right? But, you know, going there in the big city, you know, he's one of millions, right? And, yeah, I think that will, and he's a competitive kid, so I think that type of environment will allow him to excel.
That's good stuff. I love that. Okay, next thing I have, you talked about that big influx of kids that you have coming in. Obviously, I'm sure a number of those are freshmen. Are there any of them that we need to keep our eye on, or someone that's catching your eye as these workouts are going on?
Yeah, so I got to see a lot of the kids compete this weekend at the West Penn Duels. Like I said, we had 10 guys. Splitting time, you know, 113 was Cam Baker, you know, who's, as I said, took fourth place in the state last year. But Carter Thomas was in his weight class, so they kind of went back and forth on matches, and Carter ended up going 3-0, right, and looked really good. You know, he's a guy that I believe he was blood round in the States throughout his, you know, junior high career. But, yeah, a good hard-nosed kid, really hard-nosed, strong kid. So I thought he looked really good, you know, this year, and I think he'll certainly kind of help Cam throughout the year and, you know, be a good practice partner for him. And, like I said, hopefully those two can just push each other to be better.
Good stuff. Okay. Next thing I have, and it's a new question I have this year, Mark, you want to put it in, room games, dodgeball, kickball, handball. What do you guys do? What's the room game for you guys?
Yeah. So we ended practice today. We played like two-man dodgeball.
Interesting. That's what we were at West Day. That's good stuff.
Yeah. That came from, one of my assistant coaches, Ethan Whistler.
Okay.
And he wrestled at Penn State. So he said that was kind of their game of choice. I've never played it until like 4 or 5 years ago. So I'm certainly learning. But the kids, you know, no matter what, they always just pick on me. I'm typically the first one out.
You can't let them get you like that, coach.
Yeah, you know, I don't know what you know about my athletic ability, but I'm not. I'll just say I'm just a wrestler. It's super fun. That's fun. We compliment that with some, like I said, we like wall ball. That's a good game we always play. So it's kind of back and forth between those. But I'd say the two-man dodgeball is definitely gets the kids most excited when we play that.
It's always interesting to see the competitive juices start flowing in a different environment than on the wrestling mat, right?
Yeah, no doubt. We always preach, like, just be competitive. And I don't care what you do, be competitive. And, those dodgeball games can be pretty intense, you know. Yeah, I know those kids they remember, you know, we keep track of who wins. And
that's awesome. Yeah,
it's fun.
Trying to make it as competitive as possible. Good stuff. Okay. Coaching staff, obviously, you guys have such a rich history at Burrell, and it seems like I look over in the corner and there's, you know, 5-6 guys and all of them are so decorated. And every time I talk to each one of them, they all love and appreciate that you're the one that's leading the charge. You're the one that's the head coach. So talk about your staff.
Yeah. So it's getting better this year. We added Brock Biddle to the room. Like I said, he's been coming to practice the past couple of weeks, but he's a recent graduate of UPJ, multiple-time Division II All-American, PIAA State fourth-place finisher, right in that 70 mix. So, you know, I talked about Isaac Lisinski early on, but, you know, he's really going to be a personal practice partner for him throughout the year, and hopefully that could kind of push him to that next level because, like I said, he needs that type of quality partner to continue pushing him to continue to develop. So, yeah, excited to have Brock join. Like I said, obviously a UPJ guy, got our connection with Coach Como and Isaac. So, you know, trust those guys' words. And I've got to know him a good bit throughout the Math Factor. So that was an easy addition to the staff. But, yeah, other than that, just the usual, like I said, my main man, Steve Ansani, is, you know, the assistant coach. And then we'll have complement of volunteer coaches, you know, Isaac, Chris Como. And then we had Ethan Whistler was another one. He's now, you know, I think this will be his third year. He's kind of our heavyweight coach. And then Jake Grimacki, who wrestled at Clarion and Pitt. Really, really good wrestler. He also is kind of like the lightweight coach. So he helps push guys like, you know, Cooper in the room. And like I said, these guys are, you know, on a volunteer basis. You know, they're doing it because they want to do it and they want to help the kids. So it's great to have them in the room. Like I said, a lot of them try to be there as much as they can be, you know, 3-4+ days a week. But, you know, anytime we get those guys in the room, it helps our kids.
Yeah. Okay. Next thing I have, schedule. You guys are usually pretty traditional with your schedule. You guys go up to Brookville, you guys go to Powerade, you guys go all over the place. What the Fred Bell tournament. Talk about your schedule.
Yeah, so this year is a little bit different. You know, we start the year with a section match, Ligonier Valley. I believe it's the first Wednesday that we can compete. Mm-hmm. And that Friday, we're actually going out of state to Chattanooga, Tennessee. There's a McCauley Invitational, which is a pretty tough tournament, out-of-state tournament, just a bunch of different guys. Kind of know a coach down in Georgia that recommended it. You know, we were looking to travel a little bit and just to get some new experiences. I'm not sure if it's going to be an every-year thing. But, yeah, we're going down there. There's 40-plus teams, you know, a lot of good prep schools, a lot of good schools from Georgia, Florida will be there. I know we'll get to also, it's like real close to Tennessee Chattanooga. So, you know, it'd be nice to take the kids over there just to see the campus. So that's, like I said, really the December 11th and 12th, you know, I believe. But then we follow that with a banger versus Kiski, which is December 13th on a Wednesday at Burrell. You know, should be
that sounds like a circle the calendar type of day for me, baby. Let's go.
That's what I was gonna say. What do we gotta do to get you there?
That's a good one.
Should be midweek, right? Wednesday.
Yep.
I can't imagine there's gonna be any better match in the Whippiel, you know, that early in the season. So yeah, and then we're excited to host it.
That's good stuff, man. I'm excited. I've always heard rumors about how legendary that rivalry is in the AK Valley. And, you know, back, what was it, 2011, whenever you guys were both really freaking good. That was whenever I was in high school. That, you know, that's some good stuff. Yes. Okay. Next thing I have, social medias. How can we follow your squad this year?
Yeah, so we got a pretty active on Twitter, Bro Wrestling. Kind of have that synced up to our scoring application. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it instantly shoots out match results. But yeah, mostly that's our probably the most active on Twitter, Bro Wrestling. Then also like some Facebook pages as well. We stay busy. But yeah, I think it's a part of the sport, right? You know, to out there promote your kids. And, you know, I'm sure the kids even wish we had a TikTok, but I think we're just going to stick to Twitter for right now.
They can't get you dancing, coach?
Nah. Wait, I'm sure I'm on some of their TikToks. They always try to film me doing dumb things.
Sneaky so in there.
I'm sure I've made my rounds on Twitter and Snapchat without having it.
Okay, coach. I can't leave you go without asking you and talking to you about, man, you got the call. You got the call for the Hall of Fame a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I was able to share that with Coach Whaler whenever I had him on the college preview. Mm-hmm. He let me know that was going down. That was so freaking exciting to know that was going on. Talk about that, man. That's so
cool. Yeah, first of all, awesome interview with Coach Whaler.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
It was good stuff. I was ecstatic. You know, I was in tears. I'm not going to lie. It was just something, like I said, I wasn't thinking about it at all. You know, I'd always tell my kids and my team, like, you know, kind of focus on what you can control. You know, I did my work. I put my time in. So I'm not going to stress out and worry like, oh, you know, am I going to make it to Hall of Fame? Like I did what I did. I hopefully people respect that, appreciate that. So yeah, when I got that call, obviously super, super excited. It was like, it's awesome to have Coach Whaler down. And like I said, my family was there. So
found you on a wrestling mat, go figure.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And it's like, say, you know, he's worried about stressing about the presentation or whatever.
Right.
I'm
logistics.
Like, I'm just like, he's like, hey, I'm going to be at practice. I said, I'll be there. Like, there anyway, you know what I mean? So, and him coming down wasn't anything odd. You know, he's come down
didn't
before.
Did catch you off guard or anything?
No, because the only thing that did is he was, I just saw him at the golf outing. So it was kind of like close. I'm like, okay, we just saw him, but no. And plus, you know, just with work, the kids at home, just super, super busy. So
right.
I'm just on to the next thing. And yeah, I was obviously super excited to see him, but yeah, it was cool. I thought the coolest thing that really, it's made me proud. Like my kids were there. You know, just to kind of, you know, they obviously never got to watch me compete, but yeah, just to see that. So, like I said, we'll be going down to Jacksonville in the summer for the induction. Super, really excited to have my, you know, my family there.
Congratulations, man. I'm so happy for you. That's great stuff, man. Awesome stuff indeed. Okay. Last thing I have for you before we move on to the last question, goals and expectations you have for this team. Obviously, you guys have not gotten the Whitfield Championship the last few years in an era where you guys have dominated. I had Coach Joey Vigilotti from Burgerson on earlier tonight, and he was like, man, we're going to do everything we can to hold them dudes off because we know they're coming. Yeah. So talk about goals and expectations.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, goal has been and always will be, like I said, to win a Whitfield title and, you know, be in contention for a top four medal at the team doles. You know, I think looking at our team last year versus this year, I think we're a solid team, more solid team throughout our lineup. You know, we had some holes last year. We're a lot more balanced this year. So I think, like I said, I think we're going to be in the mix. And, you know, I know that's what we have our sights focused on and the team aspect. And then, you know, like I said, I think we're going to have a decent bit of guys qualify for the state tournament and being in contention for state medals. You know, we returned two state place winners, one being a state champion, Cooper and Cam. You know, Isaac Lisinski lost, to a state last year, but like I said, qualified for the first time. So I know he's, like I said, really been putting in the time, going down to Super 32, competing year round. So, you know, I know what his goals are. But yeah, I think there's going to be some other guys that were kind of right on the fringe last year. We sent a lot of guys to regionals. We ended up getting like 5 guys through. But I think we're going to have a lot of guys that are going to be in the mix for, you know, a state medal this year. So hopefully we can, like I said, have success in the team aspect to get us exposure to the best teams in the state so that when the section tournament starts, we're at our best.
All right, my man. anything or anyone you want to shout out before I leave you go?
Just appreciate what you do for the sport, man. Spreading the word.
As always, I appreciate you. Josh Shields, thank you so much for coming on and hanging out with me.
See you, man. Thank you.
Later.